It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Fraser Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
High school basketball continues with boys action here as GRC, the Cardinal boys, the reigning state champion or state runner-up, they take on Bourbon County here at the beautiful GRC Arena. The Cardinals come in with a record of 14-1. Bourbon County, their record at 7-6. The Colonels right now have dropped three games in a row. They got an invitation or petition to be in the Lexington, White, Greer, and Maggard Holiday Classic. That's a very tough tournament. They went over there and played some of the state's best, and Lyon County beat them, Taylor County beat them, and Callaway County beat them. They're under the guidance of second-year coach Derek Robinson, 18-25 record overall. Last year, 11-19, GRC won all three games against Bourbon County last year. The GRC has won the last eight in a row against Bourbon County. Bourbon County, though, the last team to defeat GRC, and that was as far as a district team. That was back on February the 4th in 2020, 75-63 home win. I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin with me. Bourbon County with four regional tournament championships overall. Bourbon Vocational in 1954. They won it in 64, 1980, and 1984. Let's go to the public address for tonight's starters.
Basketball action as your GRC Cardinals will take on the Colonels from Bourbon County High School. Just a reminder, the Kentucky High School Athletic Association requires officials to enforce sportsmanship rules. High school athletics emphasize positive values. All parties have worked hard to create a sense of teamwork, respect, responsibility, and perspective. We remind you that officials expect good behavior and will quickly penalize misconduct. We encourage and appreciate your help. Let this competition reflect mutual respect among all participants and officials. And now, for the starting lineups. First, for the visiting Colonels from Bourbon County High School, coming in tonight with a record of 7 wins and 6 losses. At guard, a 6'2 sophomore, number 3, Noah Earlywine. At guard, a 6'3 sophomore, number 4, Jake Scott. At guard, a 6'2 junior, number 10, Bradley Robinson. At forward, a 6'1 senior, number 33, Anthony Bell. And at forward, a 6'5 sophomore, number 35, Amari Barnelson. Head coach of the Colonel squad, Derek Robinson. And now, for your George Rogers Clark Cardinals!
Yeah, there's two number fours. Yeah, there's two number fours. All right.
At guard, a 5'11 senior, number 3, Rayshon Hampton. At guard, a 5'9 sophomore, number 5, Malachi Ashford. At forward, a 6'4 freshman, number 11, Montez Gay. At forward, a 6'2 senior, number 12, J.P. Gaines. And at guard, a 6'2 senior, number 13, Breland Morrison. Cardinals have a record of 14 wins, 1 loss. Head coach, Mr. Josh Cook. Good luck to both teams.
There are your starters. We get ready for this game. The Cardinals come into this again with a record of 14-1. They have won 4 in a row as they're coming off a big win, an 80-44 victory over Paul Lawrence Dunbar, a game in which GRC shot lights out. Look for the Cardinals to continue that as Bourbon County with a 7-6 record, and the Colonels again, last team to defeat GRC, but it's been a little over 3 years since that happened. It'll be Montez Gay jumping it up against Robinson, and the ball batted around, and Gay takes it for GRC, and the Cardinals have the ball to begin this game. And it's man-to-man by Bourbon County. Early wine at 6-2 out on top. Now they're matching up. Early one at 6-2 will take Malachi Ashford. Ashford pass over to Hampton, takes it right back on the left wing. Again, GRC looks more like a 2-3 zone now. They started out like they were going to go man, but looks like they're playing 2-3. Ashford left to the circle. They go to Hampton. He's right side on the wing. Double team comes out. Ashford has it. Malachi gets to the left side. Gay just looks in and then returns it to Ashford. Coach, for Derek Robinson for Bourbon County, walking the sidelines, I mean, he's right on the action. Breland Morrison with a three-point shot. Missed everything, and here's Bourbon County. Caden Highlander got the rebound. He throws it over to Robinson. Bradley Robinson, high post pass. Bartleston has it. Bartleston, 6'5 player, throws a lazy pass at Rayshon Hampton. Steal. It got to the rim with a break.
Anticipation at the foul line and took it home once he got the pilfer.
You got to put something on that pass, man. Rayshon will take it, and they get Breland Morrison, who is guarding. His job is to guard Caden Highlander, and Morrison with a foul, his first. Team first.
Highlander, their leading scorer, averaging 13 a game. So Breland with a tough assignment there.
He's a nice athlete. He's a junior, well built young man. Robinson has it. Rayshon Hampton on him, drives it off to the right, hand it to Earlywine. He goes to Highlander into the post. Bartleston wrap around pass. J.P. Gaines got the steal. Over to Hampton. Rayshon. At the foul line, kick it over. Ashford's three ball, not there. Weak side rebound comes off, and Bourbon County's got it. Highlander down the middle of the floor, crosses over. Got a step on Ashford, put it up at the rim. Under pressure, missed the shot, and it's pried from the hands of Breland Morrison, and the possession stays with GRC.
Highlander broke down the lane, took it to the cup, but got too deep.
Malachi Ashford walks it up. Again, this zone is coming way out near midcourt, and they say Montez Gay caught the pass on the sideline, turnover cards, and Derek Robinson shaken up on a, looked to be like a non-contact play. He's trying to walk it off, but if the official has to stop play, he'll need to come out, I would say, and that's what they're going to do, prompting Coach Robinson to take out Derek Robinson, and he'll bring DeMarion Bird in. Bird at 6'1". Robinson in there. He is at 6'2". So Robinson obviously good enough to get the start, but he's getting some attention on the bench. Bourbon County and late whistle, but a whistle nonetheless as Bird's first touch of the ball. He nearly turned it over. Malachi Ashford with a foul, his first, team second.
Cards attacked him at midcourt and almost got the steal.
That'll be in the front court for Bourbon County. And with the ball now is Bird. Bird draws a double team. Finds Early Wine out on the floor. J.P. Gaines out on him. Good matchup there. Guys about the same size. Highlander's three-point shot is short. Rayshawn Hampton has the rebound. Goes to the right side of the floor. Euro step at the rim. Flipped up the runner. Missed it. Bartleston with the rebound. Highlander in traffic. Crossover dribble. Put up the shot. Morrison blocked it. Bird got the miss. And again, a late whistle, but a foul. They call that foul on J.P. Gaines, his first, team third.
Bourbon County active on the offensive boards that time, and were able to get it back up on the rim, draw the foul.
Bird at the free throw line. His free throw rims out. This Bourbon County team shooting 53% at the foul line.
Yeah, 53% is not going to get you much. They need all of those.
Bird 37.5% at the foul line. He averages three a game. He goes one of two here. Cardinals with the ball in a 2-1 lead. We played nearly 3 minutes. Ashford leaves it on the baseline left side. Morrison driving. Draws contact and nearly got an and one. He took it right at the bigger guy, Bartleston. Bartleston, they list him at 6'5". Probably every bit of it. He's a space eater in there.
Braylon barreled into him and got the call.
Morrison, he's no Slim Jim himself. He came off of him like a pinball.
He came off of him like I would have, for sure.
Morrison's free throw. He makes them both. I don't know, Bobby. You're wiry strong. You're deceptively strong there.
I don't know.
In the front court, Bourbon County breaks the pressure. They throw the high post pass to Bartleston. He had an open 12-footer, shot it with Gaines coming at him, missed it. And here comes Montez Gay with a rebounded miss. Hands it off to Ashford, and they're going to say over and back. Turnovers even at 2-8. That was just a miscue and empty trip.
Yeah, he tried to get that foot down after he stepped across midcourt, but the pass was just from the wrong position to the wrong position, back near midcourt.
Well, Bradley Robinson checks back in for Bourbon County. Looks to be well healed now, and he's got the ball, throws a hard pass to Highlander, and then Highlander turns it over. Hampton with a steal. Shovels it over to Ashford. In rhythm three, not there. Cards crash the board. Kept alive and coming away with it, the big guy Bartleston. Highlander, stop and go move. Gaines checked him on the baseline. Good D there.
Sure
kick
was.
It out on the wing. Yeah, Highlander's been in attack mode, and Gaines just took away that baseline drive.
Shut him off.
Robinson, between the leg dribble, drives it in. Morrison with some good sticky D. They go to Highlander, and Gaines slides through. They work off the high post with Bartleston. Rashawn Hampton with his third steal. Driving, shooting, scoring at the rim.
A little bit too quick. Looks like we've got a timeout from Coach Robinson.
It will be a 30-second timeout called by Bourbon County. Cards on top, 6-1. We've got a message here for you.
The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with a big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and best of all, a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 today at Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling.
What's the weather going to be, Bobby? We're going to need that snow plow on the front of one of those.
We've got a a big Martin Luther King event in here Saturday with five games scheduled, and we need to watch the weather for that one. We just don't know yet. You might be right.
Okay. Yeah, it's I think by come the first of the week, we could have some bad weather. Bourbon County gets the ball in the front court. They break the press down. Highlander missed at the rim. Mm. He saw Gaines and Gay, and here come the Cards.
Sure,
Cards with the ball. Hampton, spot up three. Good. In transition. Rayshon hit that three-pointer. He has seven in the game. Robinson attacks, put it up and in, and J.P. Gaines going to pick up his second foul, I do believe.
You keep taking that thing in there, and you're going to draw contact, and when you do, sometimes you're going to have a foul called on you, but J.P. doing his best, but Bourbon aggressive, even though they're down by six here early.
Robinson, who was shaken up earlier at the foul line here, 6'2 junior, free throw, he missed it. Morrison got the rebound and miss. Cards with the ball up 9-3. 3:15 to go here in the first quarter. Bourbon County stays with that zone. They bring it way out on the floor. Hamp Taylor, who just checked in for Gaines, scores at the rim. They must have forgot he was in the game.
Yeah, I'll give that one to Malachi.
Sure.
They forgot about him, but they certainly concentrated on Ash, and he was able to dish it for the deuce.
Highlander one-on-one. Takes a lot of steps. Yeah, he tried to go one-on-one to Breland Morrison, and they brought in Nash Wilson, a guy that's even bigger than Amari Bartleston. And Wilson's at 6'6", and they tried to run it right at him, and Highlander traveled. Also coming in for Bourbon County, 6'3", Austin Beatty, a junior. Ashford, kick it out. Morrison, he'll try a three, missed it. Big Nash Wilson with the rebound and miss. Here's Rashawn Hampton just trying to take it away from Robinson. He's got three steals. He was going for another one. Just bulldog tough, isn't he?
Yeah, well, Robinson got that rebound, turned up court. He had Rashawn waiting on him and grabbed hold of it for the tie-up.
Hampton's on Robinson here, ball hawking. Robinson says, come help me. He finds Earlywine. Earlywine, skip it over to Highlander in the front court, back to Earlywine. Feed it into Wilson. There's Ashford. He got a strip from behind. Ashford, lead pass to Morrison. Power dribble in traffic. Scores at the rim.
Nice job of passing it forward to the right spot where he could not only collect it, but get it up on the board in contact traffic.
Cards on top by 10. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. 13-3. Here comes a trap. They get it up to Beatty, his first touch of the ball. Wilson's got it. Power dribble. Took too long. Yeah, guy's instinct is to put the ball on the floor. That takes time, and the Cardinals responded with Morrison with a block shot from behind, and Big Wilson coming out, and his coach is talking to him immediately about putting it on the floor.
What you call recovery time. It wasn't there until he put it down.
Rod Hill checks in for him. Hill in the ball game, 6'4 junior. Bourbon County, good size all across the lineup. Backcourt is even tall. One of those backcourt players is Robinson. Mm. He's tied up in the paint. First touch of the ball for Hill, didn't go anywhere. Hamp Taylor sized him up, just a lot of posturing. Maddox Campbell in the ball game. He's taken now Derek Robinson. Robinson kicks. Highlander with a shot. He hit a three and an and one coming as Morrison bumped him. Highlander had missed his first three, but he hits this one.
Hit that one, got knocked down and did a little woofing, but he's got a chance for the four-pointer.
Five fouls against GRC, so Bourbon County will shoot two free throws the remaining minute and a half, and Highlander at the free throw line. Yeah, he didn't take much time. He just kind of flung it up there. It rimmed out. Campbell with a rebound. Cards with a ball. Up seven. Wraparound pass to Hampton. He lost it trying to split the defense. And we're going to have a backcourt foul.
Oh.
Now, are they going to call traveling?
Evidently, Hamp or Maddox won. Flew themselves at him, and he took a step.
Wow. So the turnover exchange will put it back in possession of GRC, who was up 10 before that three-point shot. Gay calling for it. In traffic, batted away. Coach Cook's going to send the out-of-bounds play in with Eli Craig, who checks in at the 117 mark in the first quarter. Maddox Campbell comes out. Taylor Craig, Ashford, Gay, and Hampton. Hampton inbound to Gay, and he's tied up. And that's going to be a foul on Highlander, I do believe.
Yep.
It will be his first, team first. Cards keep it underneath their goal. Coach Cook holding up the play. Hampton looking at him. Rayshon will trigger the inbound pass. Looking, floats it out. Ashford caught it. And Beatty bumped him, and kind of an excuse me foul, but Beatty will pick that one up. His first, team second, and it's taken quite a while to play this possession, Bobby.
It has. It has, yeah, starting with a turnover about 2 minutes ago.
Driving in, Ashford, his little runner, turned out to be a lob pass to Hamp Taylor. Craig gets the feed on a baseline three that's missed. Gay battling, put it up in traffic. Bradley Robinson said he got pushed out of the way, but that's just the way it goes. Robinson gets the foul, his first, team third, makes that the fourth on the team. Gay will be at the free throw line. Montez has not scored in this game.
There's a lot that goes on that low block when the ball goes up on the rim, and you've got to have a strong core.
Free throw is good by Gay. As Robinson still complaining, and the official taking time to set the young fella straight. I'd rather see him do that rather than tee a guy up and hurt his team. Gay coming off a 16-point performance against PLD here the other night. It was game high. It tied for game high. He toes the stripe. Couple of bounces, and a 6'4 freshman makes both free throws. GRC with full court pressure. Eli Craig will be on Bradley Robinson. Turns him on the dribble. Gay with a double team. Throw it in the front court. Beatty tries to dribble through traffic. His little floater is up and in off the bench.
Pass over the top. Got the mismatch down below for the deuce.
GRC with the ball up 15-8. Here's Rod Hill on Malachi Ashford. Ashford at 5'8", Hill at 6'4". Floated to Hampton, right of the circle. Rayshon wrap around back to Ashford. Malachi got to the foul line. Looked for a cutter. And Coach Cook says, somebody backdoor him and let Ashford throw you the pass. Didn't happen. Cards turn it over. I like to draw the defense on the dribble drive, Bobby, then backdoor your guy.
Well, and they're working it. They're just not executing as best they can right now, but they're up seven late in the first.
Eli Craig with pressure in the backcourt, and now we've got a warning on the Bourbon County bench as the official is sending Coach Derek Robinson back to the coach's box. Highlander inbounds to Bradley Robinson. The clock rolls. Clock at 16. Eli Craig sizing up Robinson. He's picked up the dribble, floats it over the head of Rod King, and boy, I tell you what, the Colonels didn't use clock management very well at all there.
Yep.
A lot of dribbling in the backcourt, milked the clock and turned it over. If GRC can pick their spot right now. Ashford has it. Four on the clock. Spinning. Wrap around to Gay. Power dribble. In traffic. Put it up. Got it to go as the horn sounds. Too big, too strong, too good there.
Bourbon County very, very frustrated here at the end of the quarter. With this free throw, they could trail by as many as 10.
Well, it'll send Montez Gay at the free throw line, and he'll try to get the three-point play the old-fashioned way. And he does. He's 3 of 3 at the foul line, giving 5 points in the game. Give the Cardinals a 10-point lead. 18-8 at the end of one quarter. Bobby and I'll return after this one-minute break.
This is Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Market President for Citizens Bank of Kentucky. The little things make all the difference. A friendly smile when you walk in the door. A kind voice on our side of the line when you call. The convenience of online and mobile banking. Meeting your business banking needs in a timely fashion. It's the little things we do at Citizens Bank of Kentucky that sets us apart. Stop in today to learn what we can do for you.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, member FDIC. The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
George Rogers Clark Cardinal boys team, the reigning KHSAA Sweet 16 state runner-up and the prior Sweet 16 champion. They lead here at the end of the first quarter, 18-8. We move to the second quarter. Cards have Montez Gay, Breland Morrison, Malachi Ashford, Rashawn Hampton, and Eli Craig on the floor. Bourbon County still playing a zone. They bring the zone way out on the floor. Rod Hill at 6'4". And early wine at 6'2", taller than the Cardinal guards. Jump stop by Morrison, shot blocked. Gay got it back and put it up and in.
Right place, right time. Yep. But when you crash the boards, good things happen.
In the ball game, 7 by Montez Gay. 7 points, a couple of rebounds. Driving in, Rod Hill tied up by Malachi Ashford. He presented the ball right to the official, so instead of a foul, which may have been entertaining thought, it's jump ball.
Jump ball. They do retain possession.
Bourbon with a ball underneath their goal. They try to get it into Beatty. Instead, they fire it to Highlander. Quick release on a catch and shoot. And I'll credit Beatty. It's 6'3". He's battling in there. There were three Cardinal players, and Bourbon County will keep possession.
Deflected it off of a GRC leg out of bounds. Nice hustle play.
Yeah, he was outmanned 1-3 there. Floated out. Rod Hill has it. Behind the back dribble. A lot of posturing. Not going anywhere. Montez Gay looks over his shoulder for a screen. Ashford calls it out, and there's nothing there. He just had to give it up.
Give it up.
Yeah, a lot of dribbling, man. Here's Earlywine has it. Hill got free. Wanted a step back shot. Couldn't get it. Gay steps out on him. They try to post Ashford in there, but five counts got to be on, and they tie it up. And again, Rod Hill, he's got some skill and he's got some size, but when the ball sticks, Bobby, things break down.
And it just inspires the defense to tighten up even more. And in this case, 5-second call.
You're right. You're exactly right. Cardinals with the ball up 12. Is that their largest lead in the game, Bob?
Sure.
Lob pass to Morrison. Caught it on the right blocks, and they're going to say foul on the floor. And Beatty hit the deck, and you could hear it with a thud as he crashed the hardwood. He's tough, though, man. He got right up and give Breland Morrison a star for sportsmanship. He had the basketball but was concerned about the player.
Yeah, he picked him up from the backside, and you don't want anybody to get hurt. You just want to get the bucket.
Yeah, play hard. They bring big Nash Wilson in there, 6'6". He's right under the goal, but he's got his back to the inbound. They throw it all the way in the backcourt, and Breland Morrison will bring it up. He defers over to Ashford, right of the circle. Again, Bourbon County playing a 2-3 zone. It's way out on the floor. It's above the top of the three-point shot. You think of a 2-3 zone, you think of the top being at the elbow. It's way out. Here's a way-out shot by Ashford. That will extend the defense as well.
He's not going to be silent for long from out there.
Earlywine yet to shoot. He's in the paint. Dump it down to Wilson. Wilson, he's just got a lot of girth and size. Biggest man on the floor, and he powered that one up and in and put the foul on Montez Gay.
Worked himself into excellent position on the low left block, and once he got it, didn't hesitate, went straight up with it and drew the foul from Montez.
Wilson's free throw is missed, but you know these big boys, Bartleson and Wilson, they're project players, Bobby, but we sell them in JV. They're getting better. They're a project, but coaches are working with them. Here's a work in progress there. That's a Rashawn Hampton three deep in the right corner from an Ashford assist.
He needs not much room at all. Just get it off.
Bourbon County's early wine in trouble, and Eli Craig pushed him with two hands, knew what he did. He tried to slide. But that'll be the first on Craig, second on George Rogers Clark as a team. Hamp Taylor comes in, Breland Morrison out, set the card lineup. Hampton Taylor, Rashawn Hampton, Montez Gay, Eli Craig, and on the ball right now defending Malachi Ashford as Damian Bird brings it up. Make that Damarian Bird. He passes it to Earlywine, cuts through, didn't get it. Craig shut down Earlywine. They go high post to Wilson. Reverse it left side. And again, Bird trying to get space. Step back three is missed. Rebound claimed by Rashawn Hampton. Middle of the floor. Puts it in another gear. With the floater, not there. Gay crashes the board. Highlander has it. Throws a lead pass. Two on two. Rod Hill lost it. Got it back. Wrap around pass. Ashford stole it. Ashford with numbers. A three on two, and he's fouled at midcourt. And that'll be a foul on Hill, his first, yeah. Team second. You know, in Bourbon County's got size, they've got players. They could be a problem.
Their decision making is just a little bit too slow, and GRC quick to react.
On the floor.
Well, we got timeout called. We'll be back after this brief message.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. And they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Cardinals leading here in boys action, 26-10. Bobby's got a message he will impart.
Put the unbeatable combination of power and utility to work with a New Holland PowerStar Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. In five models from 65 to 100 PTO horsepower, a PowerStar tractor handles jobs in the backfield, barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best-in-class cab visibility and outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your daily needs. Stop by Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling today.
Cardinals ball after that timeout. Ashford, Gay, Craig, Hampton, and Taylor in the game. Again, doing a little bit of a now box and one. They're going to put the 6'4 Rod Hill on Rashawn Hampton. Eli Craig says, I'll hit a three. Okay. I'll take care of that strategy. Craig with a three from the left wing.
Got to have options in this game, and when they shut one down, go to another one.
Out on the floor, Damarian Bird with Ashford on him. Bounce pass to Highlander, left wing. Highlander, they give him the baseline. He takes it. He got bumped, but he found Bird. Steps back in, right of the lane, a little leaner, didn't go. Hamp Taylor kept it alive, and Gay pulled it off for his third board.
Highlander with a good look from right out front. It just curled out.
Malachi Ashford walks it up. Again, box and one. They got the 6'4 Rod Hill face guarding Hampton. Here's Malachi Ashford on the drive. Highlander blocks his shot. It's loose. Picked up by Bird. Cards lead 29-10, approaching the midpoint here in the second quarter. Driving, stop and go move by Bird. Hands it off. Hill on the drive. Challenged at the rim by Gay. Missed the shot. Hamp Taylor with a rebound. He's falling out of bounds, and Coach Cook's going to call a timeout. Actually, the Cards have been rescued from that falling out of bounds, but a 30-second timeout. Bobby and I'll be back after this brief message.
Wellness is a choice. So when moments matter, you need compassionate care and clinical experience that's close to home. Choose Clark Regional Medical Center. From emergency care to welcoming your newest family member, Clark is here. Here for you, your family, and your community. So choose caregivers who will see you as family. Choose treatment you can rely on. Clark knows you have a choice. Choose well. See what makes Clark the right choice for you at clarkregional.org.
Just under 4 minutes before halftime, George Rogers Clark Cardinal boys team leading Bourbon County 29-10. The Cardinals of their four baskets in the third quarter, three of them three-point shots. They're playing strong, Bob.
Yeah, they are. Then the key to it, is defense. They never waver defensively, and as a result, they get enough runouts to get a comfortable lead.
Hampton tried to blow by Hill. Step back 18-footer with Hill in his face. Missed it. The big 6-6 smash. Wilson claims the rebound. Driving in, Bird and Hill, they're not on the same page, and it's broken up. Yeah, only 2 points by Bourbon County in 4.5 minutes here.
And they only got 8 in the first quarter, and they had, I think, a three-pointer there late to wind up getting to that.
Lob pass into Nash Wilson. Tried to get around Montez Gay. Didn't have a drop step. He just traveled with the ball. 11 turnovers committed by Bourbon County, 4 by GRC. Cardinals will have the ball. 10 in the game for Hampton, 3 each for Craig and Ashford. 7 in the game for Gay, who looks to hit double figures with a 3-point shot there. Didn't go, and here comes Bourbon County. In the front court, Rod Hill, a guy who likes to dribble the ball, crosses over, checked on a double team. They backdoor early wine. Craig shut that down. Eli stays in there for baseline help, and Ashford takes over on Bird. Bird trying to free himself. Cardinal fans in the pep section underneath the goal appreciating the defense. Earlywine drives in, leans up, put it up and in. He's only shot twice, Bobby. He looks like he's got good skills. He scored there.
He comes from a basketball family of at least two generations and used his body then for that well-earned deuce.
Well, it looks like Bourbon County's come out of that man-to-man at back-to-back threes missed by Montez Gay. He slaps his hand and he retreats. Earlywine with the rebound, pushes in the front court. Hill double team, throws a bounce pass right through the legs of Nash Wilson. Ashford picks it up. His second steal. Pulls it out on the dribble. Cards with the ball up 29-12. 2:20 to play before halftime. Ashford drives it off. He got a Euro step, blow by move, put it in at the rim.
Got a seam at the top, split the defenders, went from the left block across for the easy deuce.
The Tim Short most outstanding player Saturday night, Malachi Ashford with 5 points in this game. Here's a pass by Highlander out to Earlywine. He sets for a three, missed that one, going the other way, Hampton. Three on three, numbers aren't there, so Hampton kicks it out. Craig bluffed a three, feeds Ashford, cuts through. Malachi pulls it out on the dribble, out of the 2-3 zone, out of the box and one. Now it's a man-to-man. Hamp Taylor offers a screen, but Ashford, they can't stop him on the dribble drive as Earlywine tried to take over with Bird on his hip.
That was on Earlywine.
Earlywine will get the foul.
That was almost a spread to court for Malachi play that time. They had two forwards in the deep corners, and the other two players out top, and he just left his man and went strong.
Couldn't hardly get Hampton Taylor out there for a pick. I mean, they were pushing him, Malachi, back out near midcourt.
Yeah.
Ashford, who normally is very, very reliable at the free throw line, misses a free throw here as Coach Derek Robinson brings in three new Bourbon County players. Ashford, so trustworthy and reliable at the foul line, he's 88%. He is now 29 out of 34. He missed them both. Quit bragging. The old announcer's jinx, I guess.
January slump. He'll come out of it.
Yep, he will.
He'll come out of it.
Bradley Robinson, double team. Good job by Craig and Taylor. And here's a steal by Hampton. His fourth. He wanted to dunk, but Austin Beatty said, not under my watch, and he fouled him. Beatty will pick up his third. That'll be the team fourth.
Bourbon just having a lot of trouble with this pressure at the top. And, well, really pressure everywhere, but that time he broke in the passing lane, got the ball, and took off.
Another very good free throw shooter is Rayshawn Hampton. He now has 11 points in the game. Comes into this game leading GRC in scoring as he's pushing upwards toward a 20-point-per-game average. Hampton, 82.5% at the free throw line. Abram Howard checks in as Hampton goes 1 of 2 at the line. I need to back off of heaping praise on these guys. Yeah, heaping praise, yeah. Bartleston catches in the paint, shuffled his feet, no call, and they're going to put a foul on Maddox Campbell, who checked in at the free throw. Campbell picks up his first. That's team third. And Bartleston will go to the free throw line. Bartleston and Wilson, these big guys, they're big space eaters. They nice, healthy-looking young guys, and he banks this free throw in straight away. We saw him again in JV ball a couple of years ago, and they've grown and gotten bigger. They've got some basketball skills there.
They just need to work on them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Get them better.
If they'll work and show some drive, they've got the size. Here's a drive by Ashford. Got to the rim. Reverse layup with the left hand.
He's cut across the lane from the right side to the left side, and another deuce.
Early one takes a pass from Highlander. High post in there to Bartleston. His jump hook, missed it, got his own rebound. In traffic, up and under, makes it. He'll go to the line on the foul.
Tough matchup for Maddox in there. It's really tough.
Second on Campbell, team fourth. Maddox Campbell will come out. Hampton Taylor in. Maddox Campbell at 6'2". He gives production what time he's in there. He's averaging a couple of points, a couple of rebounds a game. Hamp Taylor, maybe an inch taller, he checks in. But here's a rebound off the free throw miss. Shot put up and in there by Beatty. So a four-point trip for Bourbon County. Clock rolling, 25 seconds before halftime. Cards doubling up the Bourbon County score, 34-17. Ashford scored the last three buckets. This time he tried to facilitate and find Eli Craig, who had positioned himself for a deep corner three.
Robinson slashed in there and broke up the pass.
Eli Craig looks over at Coach Cook, who's calling the play, and he relays it to his teammates as Ashford looking down at the bench. Coach Robinson, he has played three different defenses. Here's Rashawn Hampton, hands it off to Malachi. Ashford has it, clock at 10. They cross over a couple of players, and here's Ashford. Right of the circle, step back three, not there, but he sets Hampton for a three. That's good at the horn. Rashawn Hampton hits three threes in the first half. That one at the horn. It's a 20-point Cardinal lead as GRC goes in the locker room on top at halftime by a score of 37-17 over Bourbon County. We'll be back. Bobby and I will step aside for 2 minutes. More to come as the halftime show, game scoring, stats, and summary. All coming up in 2 minutes here on WWKY.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester-Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs and activities for all ages. From youth programming to adult fitness to aquatics, they have something of interest for everyone. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs that enhance the health, wellness, and quality of life. Check them out on Facebook or on their website at winchesterparksandrec.org.
George Rogers Clark Cardinal boys lead here at halftime by a score of 37-17 over Bourbon County. The Cardinals led at the end of the first quarter 18-8, and they go on and take a 20-point lead in at halftime. So they had a 10-point lead at the end of the first quarter. Just go ahead and make it 20 at half. And GRC, they played nine players, Bobby, in the first half, and Coach Cook keeping players fresh. Didn't see a lot of pressing by GRC, but, man, they forced 13 turnovers anyway, most of it in the half-court set.
Well, most of that is due to the fact that the skill set, at least dribbling the ball-wise, of Bourbon County may not quite be up to the standard that they've been playing against before. So maybe he was in a position where he felt like he could do a little bit more damage on the half court set as opposed to the full court. But if he needed that full court, he'd go after it. But,
absolutely.
I don't think he needed it. But the one thing about Bourbon is they would put themselves in a position where they were ready to make a good play, and for whatever reason, a couple of passes and an opportunity to score would take a split second longer to get the delivery off than you wanted, and as a result, GRC would snuff it out. So they were just a little bit slow in executing their offense, and then, of course, defensively, GRC is pretty quick anyway.
Yeah, and those turnovers, many of them on steals as opposed to watching Bourbon County travel or walk. Cardinals really just stealing. And to underscore what Bobby says, you know, that I look at this Bourbon County team. They've got size. They've got strength. They're a good physical-looking team. But like you said, it's reacting and thinking. Sometimes you just got to play, and it seems like it's just taking them that little second extra to do the drop step, that little second extra to go do a ball screen, and the Cards, they're just instinctive.
Well, and the big thing that you were talking about, having watched those youngsters play JV ball, they are better now, but they need to be better and better again at this point, and, you know, if we were watching those kids next year at this time instead of this year at this time, this may be a whole different ball game. But they're coming. They're getting better. But right now, GRC's in the driver's seat with its quickness, finesse, and basic escapability.
Yeah, and there's only one senior on the Bourbon County squad. He started but then played very sparingly. Yeah. It's been mostly sophomores and juniors on the floor. But not enough firepower. The Cardinals played nine players in the first half.
Well,
it's deep.
It's deep, and he's not afraid to use his bench and could possibly take it a smidge deeper if he so chose. But on the other bench, Derek Robinson knows basketball, and he knows how to play. It just gets down to day-by-day development for a basketball team. And in this instance, it appears that his isn't quite up to the same level as their adversaries of GRC tonight. But, you know, we've got another half of basketball and then another 5-6 weeks of regular season to go. So as long as you're trying to get better, that's all you can ask.
Second season for head coach Derek Robinson, coming over after coaching the girls squad after the departure of longtime successful coach Bill Watson. For the GRC Cardinals, they lead 37-17 at halftime. Looking at some of the team numbers, Cardinals shot 5 of 12 from three-point range. Bourbon County, 1 of 5. Turnovers, 13 committed by Bourbon County. Only 4 turnovers by GRC. Cardinals have a 6-5 edge in second-chance scoring. They got a 9-2 edge in fast-break transition points. GRC, 6 of 9 at the foul line. Bourbon County, pretty woeful. They were 2 of 8. For the Colonels, not a lot of scoring. 17 points in the first half. 4 points for Austin Beatty off the bench. Leads their club. 3 each for Amari Barleston and Caden Highlander. 2 points each for Noah Earlywine and Nash Wilson. You've got 1 point for Damarian Bird. Rod Hill and Anthony Bell both played but failed to score. Bradley Robinson did score 2. for the Cardinals of GRC. 14 points for Rashawn Hampton. He had three 3-point shots. Other scoring for GRC, 7 each for Malachi Ashford and Montez Gay. Malachi got all of his in the second quarter. Breland Morrison in the ballgame has scored 4 points. Eli Craig has 3 points. He hit an outside shot. 2 points in the game for Hampton Taylor. We also had Abram Howard, Maddox Campbell, and J.P. Gaines all played in the first half but failed to score. Gaines got in a bit of foul trouble. We will take another two-minute break. When Bobby and I return, it'll be second half play coming up. More basketball after this two-minute break.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting, everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
At Traditional Bank, our business is growing yours. That's why we combine smart technology to manage your everyday banking needs with really smart people to back it up. Our local team helps you see beyond today and plan for a greater tomorrow, offering support the whole way through. We champion your vision, guide your growth, and back your dreams. When it comes to your business, who you bank with matters. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sport side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your venture. Start your adventure at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
High school basketball brought to you right here on WWKY by that proud group of sponsors that you've heard our spots run on. And again, we appreciate those sponsors. And if you enjoy GRC sports, tell those sponsors, better off yet, go do business with them. GRC Cardinal boys basketball team, they lead 37-17 here at halftime. The girls with a big win in the opening part of this doubleheader. They rolled up 74 points in their game. They played big in their game.
Looked like GRC with the ball to begin play.
It will be the Cardinals, and they will have on the floor Montez Gay, J.P. Gaines, Breland Morrison, Rashawn Hampton. And Rashawn shooting a three off the pass. He missed it. Gaines got the rebound. JP in foul trouble in the first half. Played sparingly, but coming off a 9-rebound effort against Paul Lawrence Dunbar. He kept it alive, and the Cards keep it here. Wrap around pass. Morrison has it between the circle, top of the key. He goes to Ashford. Ashford gets a game screen. Montez Gay caught it. And GRC took a lot of time, and then they turned it over on the travel.
Searching for a penetration lane. That time he shuffled his feet.
Bourbon County with the ball. Cards going man-to-man. That's what they play. Rarely see a zone. And oftentimes that man-to-man is full court or a three-quarter trap, run and jump. They switch off. Hampton's got Highlander, and he batted a pass right back out at Highlander, who gave up on it, and Rashawn nearly saved it back in bounds.
He said, I won't give up on
it. No, he was right there in front of Coach Cook, who nearly collided with his star player. Robinson picks it up left of the circle, looks for a cutter. feeds Bartleson. Jump hook is blocked by Gay and then put up and in by Highlander.
Nice move by Highlander to follow the shot. He was there for the putback.
Did you ever see that movie, Highlander?
I did not.
It's a tough movie. Here's Morrison, misses at the rim. Tried to come back in, and he got his own rebounded miss. Coach Robinson says, "Did he? Can he do that?" Well, evidently he can. Robinson looking at the team. Morrison wants to go one-on-one. Beatty shut him down. Straight away to Gaines. JP with a ball fake. Working against the big guy. Bartleson lost it on the turnover. Highlander without numbers. Pushing it up the floor. He scores at the rim, and JP Gaines picks up his third foul.
JP's having a hard night on the defensive end. It seems like every time one of these Colonels make a big play, he is on the defensive end of that play.
Yeah, that Highlander movie, Bobby, I think of that Queen song, The Hammer Will Fall. It was pretty rough. Here's a shot up and missed. Highlander, who averages 13 a game, couldn't complete the three-point play. Ashford got by the defense. They beat him down, and Rayshon Hampton, no bigger fan than Rayshon on that Ashford blow-by move.
Gee whiz, just so quick. So quick, just almost like a blur slipping through there and getting it to his outstretched fingertip and laying it up on the glass.
Uncharacteristic, he's 0 for 3 at the foul line. He got the rebound back, bounce pass left for Gay, and the Cards turn it over. Three turnovers here by GRC in the first 2 minutes of play. But then Bourbon County gives it right back, and the Cards give it right back to Bourbon. Missed at the rim. Early wine missed a layup. Here goes Ashford. Lob pass to Gay. Caught it under the backboard. Feeds Hampton. Rayshon step back three. Hit the side of the board. Gaines kept it alive, and things getting a little, playground and pickup type. It's up and down, right?
Coach Cook's seen enough.
Yeah, he's seen enough. We're gonna slow it down and talk it over. Cards up 39-21 back after this brief message.
Tired of being put on hold for minutes on end? Want to speak to a person instead of a machine? Want your pharmacist to know you by name when they see you? At HCA, they take your health care personally, and they value your time and your business. They will work with you to make your health the best it can be. Their patients love that they know them by name and that they can call them at any time, day or night, if needed. HCA is locally owned and operated, and they look forward to earning your business and proving that they're big enough to serve, but small enough to care.
Bourbon County with the ball. As they come in the front court, three-point shot put up by Bell, the only senior on this team. He missed it, and Bartleson, again, Bobby, those boys, they got some talent.
Nice move across the lane, putting it in with the left hand.
Yeah. They've got some talent, and they've got size. Here's Ashford, step back three.
Nope.
Can't make it. Nobody under there to rebound for GRC except Gaines. Three red shirts. Here come the Bourbon County Colonels. Shot put up by Robinson, ill-advised, and shot woefully short. Morrison on the drive. He attacked the rim. He took on three Colonel players, and he'll draw the foul. They didn't stop the ball until he got deep in the paint.
Well, ill-advised shot on one end. Yeah. They didn't need to go up that quick with it, and then Breland comes out of there with it and took it coast to coast.
Well, GRC, normally a very reliable free throw shooting team. They went 6 of 9 in the first half, but they're 0 for 2 to breaking out here.
They're going to be 6 for 12 here if he doesn't make this.
Yeah, he got that one in.
Okay.
Morrison now 3 of 4 at the strike, coming off a 15-point performance. Derek Robinson trying to get by Rayshon Hampton. Gets a little bit of a step, and he goes to early wine. Quick touch over to Highlander.
Good move.
Shot from 12. Good. Highlander's got 6 in this quarter.
Yeah, worked his way to a nice squared up elbow jump shot and nailed it.
Back to playing a zone now is Bourbon County. Malachi Ashford over to Hampton. Hampton splits the defense. kept it alive, found Montez Gay, who put the shot up, and Highlander thought maybe he could draw a charge, but they're going to call a foul on Caden Highlander. That'll be his second, team third.
Tez got that ball in the low post and went up pretty straight. There wasn't going to be much of a charge called on that attempt.
Do we say anything about the free throw shooting here? He's 3 for 3 in the game, I'll say that much. This one on its way, and it's good. GRC with only one basket in this third quarter of play.
Yeah, they've played a little bit out of sorts here and have gotten away from their offensive game plan and freelanced a little too much, but still have a 16-point lead here just outside 4 minutes in the third.
How many times have we heard Coach Cook in postgame shows say, as Gay knocks down both free throws, cards now set for the full court press, hey, I'm going to let them play through it. You know, I'm not calling timeouts for them. They need to figure some stuff out. That would probably make me very anxious, but he's the coach.
He knows what he's doing.
Won 50 games in this arena alone.
50 out of 51.
Yep.
Pretty
foul
good.
Is on Eli Craig, his second, team second. Midway through this third quarter, it's going to be Bourbon County with a ball right in front of their bench on their end of the floor. Excuse me. And the Cardinals leading 42-25. Craig, Hampton, Gaines, Gay, and Ashford on the floor. Way out on the floor now. Bartleston has it. Bounce pass in there to Robinson. Spinning. Craig gives him contested defense. And they're going to say Craig got him, and Eli's going to pick up his third. That's a team third. So Eli Craig, who's been given a lot of minutes in the first half as well as here in the second half, now with three fouls. At the line, it'll be Derek Robinson. Robinson has missed his only free throw attempt prior to that make. Breland Morrison in. Craig goes out. Robinson will stay at the free throw line. .42-26, GRC leading. Now make it 27 as Bradley Robinson makes both free throws. Again, George Rogers Clark with only one basket here in this third quarter. We've got 3.5 to play. Ashford dribbling through traffic. He is smooth. Bobby says he's quick and fast, but just glides. And J.P. Gaines. Gaines, J.P.'s having a tough game. 7 points, 9 rebounds, 3 blocks his last game out. This one's just been a little tough on him.
Took the baseline, was going to take it to the basket, saw somebody there, and decided to stop and dribble it off his foot.
Full timeout called by GRC. We will step aside for 1 minute. GRC on top, 42-27. Back in 1 minute.
Home and auto insurance from Kentucky Farm Bureau. They just go together. They go together like grandmas and cookies, like suits and ties, like stars and stripes, like rhythm and blues, like country and western, like puppies and chewed up sneakers. We've all been there, am I right? Save when you bundle your home and auto insurance. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Morehead, Kentucky is home to 3 art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Brown County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Morehead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmorehead.com.
After that Cardinal full timeout, it's a full court press. As it's a man-to-man, then Bourbon County will clear it out and let Robinson bring it up against Rayshon Hampton. Rayshon turns him on the dribble. Robinson angles off to the right, straight away to Beatty. High post pass to Bartleson. Put it on the floor. Big mistake. Carton nearly picked his pocket. Bartleson caught it at the right elbow and instinctively put it on the ground, wanted to try to get closer, and GRC, well, they converged quickly.
Well, he fell into Breland down there, and ball went out of bounds off Breland, but, boy, he toppled him pretty good going for that ball.
Lob pass out near midcourt. Beatty caught it and then traveled.
Well, I tell you what, that's tough. You come out of a timeout, get an opportunity to score, and then throwing the ball inbounds, you take three steps once you catch it. That's frustrating to Coach Robinson.
Sure, no doubt. As his team has taken, they've shaved off 5 points off that halftime lead. Gaines with a ball fake, driving in. Wraparound pass, Gay scores. Nice play out of the timeout. Cards drew that one up.
Yeah, JP did his job there to get the assist after curling down the lane and then the dish.
Only the second basket for GRC. Jump stop, double pump, up and under. Nice shot and move by Robinson. He's got 6 in the game. He's going to be a weary guy. Rayshon Hampton making him work on both ends of the floor. Here's Ashford with a taller 6'3 Beatty on him. They go to Rayshon right of the circle. Robinson again drawing that assignment. Gaines returns it to Rayshon Hampton. JP screens down. Montez Gay comes over. He's free. Open on the baseline. 3 good. He missed his first 2, but he hit that 3.
Coach set that one up from the sidelines, and he popped out, took the shot, nailed it.
14 points in the game for Montez Gay, who is becoming one of the better three-point percentage-wise shooters. 3 passes, and Bourbon broke the press. Beatty caught it deep, put it up, and an and-one. 3 passes and 2 points.
Pass across the lane. Good job by Bartleson. He did a good job getting that thing across the lane for the deuce.
4th team foul, 2nd on Montez Gay. Beatty will be at the free throw line. He missed a free throw. Cards with the ball and a 47-31 lead with a minute and a half to play in the third quarter. Ashford dribbles through traffic, floats it to Morrison. In the front court, Morrison pulls it out. Bartleson on him. Breland can take him one-on-one. Didn't have the spacing and gives over to Ashford. Malachi got by Bird. At the rim, left-hand shot, put it up and in. Beautiful drive.
Gets the defenders in the air and then just decides, am I going to use my right on the left? And he gets the one that works.
11 points in the game as Highlander attacks. And Highlander's got 10 in the quarter. 13 in the game. Ashford with a pass to Hampton. Throw it over to Breland Morrison. Double team him. Gay has it. Rayshon open. Wing 3 off the front of the rim. Coming back out to Morrison. Cards reset. Inside a minute and the clock rolling. GRC with the ball. Up 16. Here's Ashford. Turns around on the dribble. Gaines with a backdoor. Couldn't get free of Highlander. Throw it back out on top. Ashford has it. Clock at 30. Here in the third quarter, Cards with a ball and a 16-point lead. They spread the floor, and Bourbon's going man-to-man. They've got Robinson just face-guarding Rayshon. Malachi, right side of the floor, up and under at the rim, put it in. That is 3 attacking shots by Ashford.
Magician at the rim.
Turned on the dribble is Bird. Clock at 8. Ashford on his hip. Runs him into a double team with Gaines out of bounds. It'll stay with Bourbon County, 4.5 seconds to go here in the third. It'll be Colonels get it in. Highlander catch and shoot 3. Missed it. Weak side rebound by Gaines. And horn sounds before the shot can be released. 3 quarters of play in the book. It's a Cards leading. Here after 3 quarters of play, 51-33 over Bourbon County. Bobby and I'll return after this 1 minute break. 4th and final quarter coming up after this.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
.51-33, that's the score here at George Rogers Clark Arena. The Cardinals leading Bourbon County here in boys action. The GRC girls won big in the opening game, and the Cardinal boys, as Eddie Money bumper, they're trying to hold on. Baby, hold on, right?
Well, they're up 18 here after three, and despite having a lackluster defensive effort in that third quarter, only gave up 2 points of their halftime 20-point margin, so appear to be in pretty good shape here.
Ashford with three driving baskets at the rim helped the cause greatly as Rayshon Hampton did not score in the third. Now, Malachi cannot play that tightly and body up the Marion Bird out 35 feet from the basket. He picks up his second foul. That's a first for GRC in this fourth quarter, which is just now underway. Hampton, Ashford, Gay, Gaines, and Morrison on the floor for GRC. Pick and pop, nothing going. Beatty calling for it. He's been good off the bench, but Robinson with a lot of dribbling. They feed Bird. Bird looks into the post. They get it to Bartleston. Bartleston leans into Gay and put it up and in. These big boys, I'm telling you, I think there's a lot of potential there. He and Nash Wilson.
You know, it might be better fronting him.
Yeah, I mean, he's 6'5 and probably goes 250 or so. I mean, big, healthy guy. And he's got a nice touch, makes the free throw. 8 points in the game for Bartleston. Cards with a ball, double teamed in the backcourt. Here comes the pressure by Bourbon County.
Oh,
Gaines throws a pass that Ashford is able to take away after Gay couldn't catch it. JP driving in, shovels it off. Montez Gay with a dunk. Second time that Gaines to Gay.
Yeah, that drew the defense and the delivery and the flush.
Highlander wanted to go one-on-one. Morrison shut that down. Bird, he's trying to do a lot of posturing, and it's going to stay possession to Bourbon County. And right now, Malachi Ashford and Bird evidently engaged in a little verbal spat, and the official doing the right thing. These guys have taken control of this game. They've talked to coaches. They've talked to players. There's been a bench warning issued, but nothing going here. Inbound pass to Robinson. Got a step on the defense, and he's put to the floor and hacked hard by Rayshon Hampton. First on Hampton.
Defender gambled in the corner, and that gave him a free lane to the basket there.
That's three fouls against the Cardinals here within this first minute of this fourth quarter.
Yeah, that, if these kids could make their free throws, they could maybe make this one interesting.
Robinson puts one up, and he missed that one. He is 2 of 4 at the line. They've mentioned Bourbon County, a 53% free throw shooting team on the season.
And that's a minimum 10-12% under a norm.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Mm.
As a coach, you just have them shoot them all the time. And 1 of 2 at the line for Bradley Robinson. GRC with the ball up 53-37. Ashford dodges a double team, throws a lob to Gaines, and the assist by Ashford.
Ashford just makes it happen. He is so creative in getting through traps.
JP with a catch and the score all in one motion. Here's a double team, and Gay got a steal. Long release to Hampton. Lob pass to Morrison, couldn't finish at the rim. Gaines' shots blocked back at him, and Bourbon County wants to run. Robinson, Euro step, put up a shot at the rim, and Montez Gay close to a goaltend there, but they're going to call him for the foul. That's his fourth, team fourth. Two more free throws coming for Derek Robinson. 55-37 the score. It's Coach Cook asking for an explanation on how that foul occurred, and the referee Holden's making a motion saying he got him with his body. Robinson missed a free throw. Hampton Taylor in. Montez Gay goes out. 16 points in the game for Gay.
Yeah, giving good effort.
Yeah, he scored that many in the last game against Paul Lawrence Dunbar. Hasn't had the shot-blocking night tonight as he had in that game, but this is a bigger team. Free throw made by Robinson. And here comes Bourbon County with a press. Rayshon Hampton races into front court, didn't get the ball, and then Robinson just takes out Braylon Morrison, who was planted there on the left baseline, and he got hit lower extremities, trying to being helped to his feet. Robinson with a foul for that Bourbon County player. Excuse me, his second, team first. Breland Morrison will come out of the game. You know, that's one of those things. He got a hard hit, Bobby, from the side. That knee and ankle, they don't move side to side like
well,
that.
Well, and, you know, basically just a quick scrum for the ball.
Nothing egregious.
Yeah, no, it wasn't trying to hurt anybody, just trying to get possession.
Double team deep in the left corner. Aaron Gaines leans in, reverse layup, put it up and in. Robinson saying, you sure that wasn't a charge? And the official said, no, more like a flop. Gaines with a reverse layup. He's got two baskets in the fourth quarter. Eli Craig replaces Breland Morrison, and a kick ball. The official stops play immediately before Rayshon Hampton steals it and is off to the races like a man with his hair on fire.
Rayshon can...
He's fast.
He can get those puppies in funny places to kick that ball.
He was ready to go. Cards almost back to that 20-point lead that they enjoyed at halftime. And with 5:40 to go in this game, they're up 57-38. Bird on the right wing comes off of Beatty's screen, picked up by Eli Craig of the Cardinals. Bird just a lot of dribbling. They feed a pass into Nash Wilson, who frees himself for Rayshon Hampton. Missed the jump shot, and Robinson back at the foul line. And this guy's making his living at the line. He's just not making a lot of them. 6'2 junior crashing the boards.
Yeah. Well, I know one thing. Hamp's in there trying to battle that big fella, and he is working his you-know-what off.
Yeah.
But, doing the best he can.
Robinson's free throw. He missed another one. He is now 3 of 7 at the line. He's got one more coming. As Bourbon County will shoot the two-shot foul from here on out. He missed them both. Gaines with a rebound for the Cardinals. Hands it off in Ashford in a hurry. He races into front court. Looks over at Coach Cook, who's obstructed by the official, and then now Ashford goes into the offense. J.P. Gaines, bluff to three, driving in, shovels it off to Craig, scored at the rim. Eli looks at J.P. and says, thank you, brother.
Well, he drew the defense, and once he saw the look, he had the dish.
Highlander with the runner. He missed that floater in the paint. Hamp Taylor with his third rebound. Outlet pass to Rayshon Hampton. He's got Wilson. He can school on him. He took him straight to the rim and put it in. No matchup there at all.
All of a sudden, 23-point margin, the biggest.
No-look pass from Highlander to Beatty, and Beatty scores at the rim. He caught it deep on the right blocks.
Pass over the top.
That ball fake let Hemp Taylor clear out of the way. Here's Craig with Nash Wilson flying at him. And Eli hit a three. Big man flying at him, Bob.
64-40. He stroked it over.
4:15 to left to play in this game. And we've got a whistle, and could take a while to play these final 4 minutes as Bourbon County, they're in the two-shot foul. And JP picks up his fourth over the limit for GRC, and Highlander will be there. He's 0 for 3 at the free throw line. Again, this Bourbon County missed that one.
Wow. They really don't take a whole lot of time on them either. They just kind of throw them up there. And
two of eight in the first half.
This game should be twice as close if they just made normal amount of free throws.
Highlander goes 1 of 2 at the foul line here. 12 points in the game for him, right about his average on the season. Here's a steal. Earlywine took it away. Feeds Robinson. And Rayshon Hampton fouls him, and this game's going to take a while.
Fouls on Hampton, that is his second.
GRC over the limit. Robinson's going to be back at the line. And
Robinson handed the ball back to Hampton, and he got a word from the official. There's no reason to go that direction.
Well, those two, they've been at it. Robinson... Nothing real chippy or ugly, but Robinson was saddled with the responsibility to guard him in the box and one. And after the free throw struggles that Bourbon County has, Robinson knocks that free throw down. Nine points in the game for Robinson, trying to get to double figures. Can't do it. Ball comes out. Montez Gay has it. Throws a dangerous pass that Highlander steals, elevated, and scored at the rim.
Timeout on the floor. It'll be a full timeout.
Full timeout called. 3:47 to play in the game. George Rogers Clark up by 20. Time called by Bourbon County. Back in 1 minute.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
It's Furniture World Superstore's New Year's Sale. Incredible New Year's savings, plus interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero down payment. Start your new year right and save on the newest looks for every room and mattresses. Plus, get interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero, zilch, zip, nothing down. The New Year's Sale at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building.
It'll be Cardinal basketball, and GRC with the ball up 20, 64-44. Montez Gay, Eli Craig, Malachi Ashford, Hampton Taylor, and J.P. Gaines on the floor. Ashford comes to get it. He's double-teamed immediately. Splits the defense, weaves through traffic, feeds Hamp Taylor. Lob it over there. Gay thought about a 15-footer. Instead, hands it off to Ashford. Ashford with Beatty on him. Beatty at 6'3", quite a bit taller, but Malachi's been smooth, especially in that third quarter, getting to the rim. They screen down, pop out Gay. He gets to the right elbow. Now Robinson's guarding him as opposed to following Rayshon Hampton around, and Rayshon's getting a break first time in the game. Hampton, kick it out. Hamp Taylor, three ball on the way, missed it, kept alive. Eli Craig kept it alive for Malachi Ashford, has it. Ashford circles around with a dribble. Earlywine steps out on him. Malachi gets into the paint, flips up the shot, partially blocked by Nash Wilson. Here comes Bourbon County, three on one. At the rim, Beatty missed it. Tipped by Earlywine. Not there. Gay got the rebound. Over to Eli Craig. Cards now with a three on one to Ashford. Got it at the rim.
Three on one. They couldn't convert on one end and got the run out on the other for the deuce.
Eli Craig with the assist is... He fed Ashford, filling the lane. Robinson with 2.5 to play, driving in. Gets in the paint, right side of the lane, floats it out to Earlywine, who hasn't shot much. They go to Robinson, right wing. Highlander has it straight away. Highlander will shoot the three, gains on him, missed it. Long rebound comes out. Robinson will put up a three. He hit the deck. No call. Missed the shot. Taylor with a rebound and half hands it off to Malachi Ashford, who will walk it up with 2 minutes to play. Cards up 22. Got by Highlander. Behind the back dribble. Feeds Gaines. Kick it out. Good ball rotation. Craig open three. Not there. Off the right wing. Coming away with it. Highlander has it. Cards now 7 of 20 from behind the arc. Highlander, they say, cut the ball. He wanted to attack. And got new players coming into the game. Rayshon Hampton will replace Hampton Taylor.
Good effort from Hamp tonight.
Played a lot of minutes.
Yeah, good effort.
Seems like he and Maddox Campbell are back and forth on, you know, if you need maybe a little more body, you put in Maddox. You're looking for offense, you put in Hamp Taylor. Those guys are playing that reserve role on the back line.
Doing what they need to do to win.
You're exactly right. And there, Bartleson just took it away from Gay down in the post. Cards 11th turnover. Big Bartleston, he's not giving it up. He brought it down the floor. Now to Rod King. Roderick Hill goes over to Earlywine. Back to Hill and deflected out of bounds. And Ashford got it. It's right in the hands of Coach Derek Robinson. And the Bourbon County players look perplexed. It was in Hill's hands. How did we turn it over? But that's the way it went. Ashford's going to walk it up with a minute to play in this game, and Cards will go to 15-1. Montez just inside the arc, shoots an 18-footer straight away. Missed that one. Rebound claimed by Bell, the lone senior. Hill with a wraparound pass, and Eli Craig tagged. He ties up Bartleston. Jump ball will give it back to the Cardinals.
Well, the pass across the lane was to two players. Both players grabbed it at the same instant, so jump ball.
A fresh five in for GRC as there's just inside of 50 seconds to play. And Bourbon County's going to do the same. If you rode the bus, you're coming in the game. But one guy needs to take his warm-up off.
Yeah,
there you go.
Bourbon's got some girth.
Yeah, that's...
They had a nice football team this year, so maybe some of these young men are coming in off of the gridiron.
Well, they had a good baseball club last year. I know they lost the district to Montgomery County, but they had a 1-0 win over GRC. They had a couple of good pitchers, and I think that Montgomery County win was like a 2-1 game.
Yeah.
So. Abram Howard will walk it up. Josh Smith trails the play. He and Maddox Campbell sit at the elbow. There's Howard, drives in, got to the rim, and put it in.
Yeah, he got past little Lee Meyer on that drive to the basket, and makes it a 24-point cush.
Lee Meyer with the ball. Cam Lee Meyer throws it over there to Bryson Carr, who has a pass, and then Howard steals it. Howard with 18 seconds. Comes into the front court. Will they dribble it out or somebody get a shot? Howard circling around. Rod Hill on him. Driving in. Feeds it over. Pace says, I'll shoot a three. Missed it. Coming away with it. Here's Bourbon County, and
there
at the rim,
Hill
puts it up and in. The basket by Hill will count, but in the final, it's inconsequential as the Cards win big here tonight, 68-46. 68-46 is the final. GRC with a doubleheader sweep tonight. Bobby and I will have a two-minute break. We'll be back after these messages.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com. How may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, 606-780-1387. I know you're tired of the overwhelming Medicare phone calls and mailers. Joe Nameless does not know Medicare, but we do. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a no-cost or obligation review. Call us at 606-780-1387.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
George Rogers Clark High School here at this beautiful arena. The girls win in a final. They run away with it. Scored 74 points in their win over Bourbon County. And then here in the nightcap, it's a doubleheader. Twin sweep for GRC schools tonight as they defeat Bourbon County in boys action in a final there, 68-46. A game in which GRC, 10-point lead at the end of one. Doubled that, had a 20-point lead at halftime. Pretty much played that way most of this ball game as they go away, cruise to a final victory of 68-46. Cardinals improved their record to 15-1. They have now won five in a row. Bourbon County, their record falls to 7-7. They have now dropped their last five games. Their last four games, and the Cardinals have won their last five. A game in which GRC didn't really press all that much, but they created enough turnovers and enough havoc. Again, Coach Cook plays nine players, Bobby, and those nine got it done.
Got it done, had the 20-point lead at the half, withstood a mini run by the Colonels in the third. They cut it to 15 about midway through the third quarter, but then from that point on, GRC just took command, got it up to maybe as many as 24, 25 points in the final quarter, and wound up winning at 68-46 in a very, very convincing fashion against a team with good quality players, but just didn't quite have its chemistry intact tonight, and too many turnovers, and the Cards were going to take advantage of that, you can bet every time.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, if you're Coach Derek Robinson, it's, you know, what do you do in practice? It's not a real good shooting team. 42% from the floor overall, you can live with that, but 25% from three-point range and, 53% at the foul line. Tonight they go 9 of 24 shooting free throws.
Well, that'll get them down closer to 50 for the year. That's sad.
You know, and I just kind of scratch your head. Bourbon County, like I said, they've got good size. Mm-hmm. They're only got one senior on the club. They appear to be well conditioned. They try. I don't know. It's anyway. They go to 7-7, and they accepted and got an invitation to that White, Greer, and Maggard.
Right.
So you're playing tall cotton there.
Well, and he runs good sets and good stuff.
Yeah.
His defense was good. They got after GRC. But GRC's two guards were just elusive and lethal enough and efficient enough on both ends of the court to pretty much hold Bourbon County at bay for the entire 32 minutes.
Looking at some of the team numbers in this, GRC, the Cardinals, for the game, they shoot 7 of 21 from three-point range. In Bourbon County, the Colonels, they go 1 for 9 from three-point shooting. Again, Cards, they turned it over 11 times in the ball game. They forced Bourbon County into 19 turnovers. Second chance scoring, 9-8 edge for Bourbon. Fast break, transition scoring 13-10 for GRC. Bourbon picked up a few baskets there late. Free throw shooting, Cards go 9 of 14. Bourbon County, 9 of 24. Up here with us, head coach Josh Cook. And Coach Cook, team wins now 5 in a row. You go to 15-1. This Bourbon County team, they started off with a zone on you. They go to box and one. They come back to the zone. They tried to press a little bit. I think Coach Robinson threw everything he had at you. You know, and you kind of scratch your head. That team, they've got a lot of size. Mm-hmm. The guys look well-conditioned. Mm-hmm. They play hard. I mean, it's just, I don't know. They don't shoot real well. No, but they've got a dangerous club.
They have a very dangerous club. You know, they got a lot of good pieces and some guys that can make some plays and a lot of guys that do good things. And they change their defenses up. You know, we talked about that. That was something we really worked on yesterday. And once we got a rhythm in that, we were much better. But there's still things we got to be better at there that I know we talked about that, you know, you can see on film where they need to see each other. And it can't be one person. All five have to react against those zones. And we've done that sometimes and made some great looks and some easy passes. And sometimes we missed a few things. But that's something to get better at. Overall, great first half. Second half, we were good, but can be better. But, you know, you got to be careful, keep your emotions in check as well.
Yeah, and you called that full timeout there in the third quarter. And Bobby and I said, Coach Cook's the kind of guy that, you know, he's going to give you enough rope. You got some freedom. You got some latitude. But it got to looking like street ball. And I told Bobby, I said, Coach Cook, it's a good thing he's a coach. Stuff like that makes me anxious. He said he's not going to stop play and try to tell him everything and work through it. But sometimes you have to rally the troops and circle the wagons, right?
Yeah, well, and you can't come out there. I mean, the score doesn't matter. I mean, Bourbon's a good team. They're going to, you know, like we told our guys at halftime, they're probably going to come out and put some pressure and go full court on you. And you got to be ready to play. And, you know, I'm just under the philosophy, guys. I mean, it's a great game to be a part of. If you play for 32 minutes, be ready to play. And I don't, you know, my philosophy, I don't accept anything else. I mean, if you go out there and you're not ready and you're, you know, I always joke about trying to be too cool, but it is a problem. I mean, it happens. Kids worry too much about what they look like. I mean, just do the simple things the game gives you and do them together, and I promise that you'll be rewarded. And, you know, the easy play a lot of times is the right play. I'll just be truthful about it.
Yeah, and you're listening to head coach Josh Cook. He has three players in double figures tonight. 16 for Montez Gay, coming off another 16-point game, his last one against PLD. 16 for Rashawn Hampton. And Malachi Ashford coming back. He had 6 points in that third quarter, coach. Three trips down the floor, tacked the basket, right hand, left hand, crossover, spin. He's smooth.
Yeah, he was finishing better, you know. Yeah. And I think he was more direct in his decisions. You know, there's still things I want to see him work on and see. But he was much more direct in his decisions and, you know, made some good passes while he was at it. And there's still another level he'll keep on getting better and going. But overall, very pleased. I thought our defense was we're really trying to figure out, guys, if we'll just be solid and keep our motion check, we are really good defensively
yes.
than we want to be.
Really?
Yes, and 19 turnovers tonight without full court pressure. A lot of it was in the half court, and it was steals, not relying on them to travel or for them to make a bad pass. I mean, he made steals.
Just be in the place at the right time. Keep the basketball in front of you, you know, and poor JP got in foul trouble again. You know, yeah. We laugh about that. But honestly, the one's Ray's fault. And we all know it because Ray went and gambled on his guy.
Right.
And he runs right into JP. And, you know, then one of the fouls, JP actually got called, wasn't he? So, but it's part of it. I mean, it's team defense. And,
sure.
And we've been – a guy that's got really good defense for it has got so much better. And Breland's been phenomenal defensively at guarding the other team's best player, best wing a lot of times. Probably maybe not his best night, but I know he'll bounce back and be ready to go on Friday.
Sure, and again, the team ball is contagious. Craig and Gaines, those guys with assists to each other, Malachi can facilitate. Head coach Josh Cook here with us. Are you going to come around tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm bringing Breland and Hampton, so I want to reward those guys for the jobs they did for their team. And Hampton Taylor's coming up 7 big minutes, and Breland, who – who I feel like has become one of the better defenders in the area. And I want to bring those guys and reward those guys and let you get them talk to them a little bit.
Bring an appetite, too. We'll have good food at the Golden Corral.
Yeah,
Cardinal Connection.
I'll have a little snow, so I ain't going to put no pressure on it. I'll have a little snow tonight. I can, not to the, you know, I know I'm probably not supposed to say this, but. You know, a good snow day every now and then would not be the worst thing that could happen.
I don't know with this.
I shouldn't say that.
Non-traditional instruction. Yeah,
that was not me that said that, Mr. Howard. I did not say that. I promise.
Yeah, this non-traditional instruction. I think snow days are probably a term that's gone with landline phone. It's antiquated. Coach, we'll see you tomorrow at the Golden Corral.
All right, thank you, guys.
Head coach Josh Cook, his team wins in a final 68-46, leading for Bourbon County, 14 points for Highlander, 9 for Bradley Robinson, 8 each for Amari Bartleston, and also Austin Beatty. You had 2 points each for Rod Hill, Noah Earlywine, and Nash Wilson, 1 point scored by Damarian Bird. For the Cardinals, again, 16 points for Montez Gay, 16 for Rayshon Hampton, 14 of those in the first half. 15 for Malachi Ashford, 8 points scored by Eli Craig off the bench, 5 scored by Breland Morrison, 4 for J.P. Gaines, 2 points each for Abram Howard and Hampton Taylor. Cards win, they go to 15-1. Bourbon County, they go to 7-7. Bobby, that's going to do it. I'll see you tomorrow, and we'll share a meal. How about that?
It'll be a feast, and we'll have Coach Cook and a couple of those well-deserving players out there, and they're on a good run, and we certainly appreciate everybody listening in tonight, and by golly, just be safe, okay? Everybody be safe and watch the weather.
That's what we'll do. All right, that's going to do it again. Cardinals with a doubleheader sweep tonight of Bourbon County for Hayes McMakin, our onside engineer back at the station, Tom Mullen. Appreciate it, brother. Producer did a fine job. Bobby Baldwin here with me until tomorrow night at the Golden Corral at 7 o'clock. Joel Bennett saying thanks for listening. Good night.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.